The Mishnah in Avos, Parakei, Mishnah Yates, compares the Talmidim, the students of Avram Avinu, versus the students of Bilam. It says anybody who has an Ayin Toiva, a Ruach Nemucha, a Nefesh Shvela, a good eye, a humble spirit, a Nefesh Shvela, he's not greedy. That's a Talmud of Avram Avinu. The opposite, a Talmud of Bilam. And the question is twofold. Number one, Avram and Bilam are worlds apart. Avram is a tzaddik, he said, Olam, he gave up his life for, he risked his life for his emunah in Hashem. He helped people. He did everything right. Bilam is the lowest of the low. He lives with his donkey. He tries to destroy nations. He's a horrible person. How are we able to say that the difference in Avram and Bilam is, you know, he has better midas? One question. Number two, seemingly the opposite of Bilam would be Moshe. We find in the Navi, in the Pasuk, Lekam Navi B'Yisrael, K'Moshe, says the Medrash, B'Yisrael Lekam, by the Jews there was no Navi like Moshe, by the nations there was. Bilam was a Navi. How could it be that in the Mishnah and others were comparing Avram to Bilam? What's the Tana trying to teach us? So I saw Ruach Elio, he explains beautifully. He says, the Mishnah is telling something very, very important. The difference between Bilam and Tzaddikim, the Jewish people, was rooted in the Midas. Bilam had the vision, he saw everything, he knew everything. His knowledge and his comprehension, his yediyas, were on level of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he never changed himself. He never worked on his midas. So imagine you have a pot. You can put in the most amazing foods. You can follow the most amazing recipes. But if the pot's dirty, the food's going to taste horrible. Bilam never cleaned out the pot. He never perfected himself. And therefore, no matter how much Kedusha and Yediyah and Ruach HaKodesh came in there, he stayed Bilam. He just used it to promote his goals. The opposite of Bilam was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was somebody who Hashem only showed himself to Avram Avinu at the age of 70. Till then, Avram Avinu went and he just worked on himself and he worked on himself and he worked on himself until he perfected himself to the point where Hashem came and revealed himself to him. The person who we have to learn from to go and to be kind of to avoid becoming Bilam is Avram Avinu. And how do we learn from Avram Avinu? It's by learning what Avram Avinu did, which is his core was his Ayin Teva, his Ruach Nemucha, his Nefesh Vela. By perfecting his Midas, by perfecting his character traits, that's what ultimately brought him to become the Avram Avinu, the polar opposite of Bilam. Once a man, nice fellow, and he saw there was a guy in shul, looked a little, you know, down on his luck, and he invited him in for a meal, for a Shabbos meal. So, this poor person comes into the house, they put out the food, and the guy's wolfing it down, he's obviously very hungry. They put out the chalent, and this guest starts going at that chalent. He takes the bowl, starts putting one spoonful on his plate, another spoonful on his plate, and he keeps eating. Finally, you know, the Baal Bayis is getting hungry also. So he says, would you mind passing the chalent? You know, maybe we can get some. And the guy's like, I'd rather not. You know, like, I'm kind of hungry. I'd like to keep the chalent for myself. So the Baal Bayis is surprised. And he says, you know, like, maybe, you know, it's my house. Would you mind giving me a little chalent? He's like, fine. Here, take a little. Baal Bayis is like, you know, it's not enough. So, okay, fine. Here, take a whole plateful. Right? Sure enough, you know, the Baal Bayis didn't take to it too well. In this week's parasha, we have an interesting phenomenon. Bilam comes to Hashem and he says, look, Hashem, you like karbanis. Avram, you brought your karbanis. Yitzchak brought your karbanis. Yaakov brought your karbanis. Grand total, how many mizbeches worth of karbanis did they give you? Seven throughout all the generations. Seven karbanis. I'll bring you seven on the spot. You want karbanis? I'll bring karbanis. Avrinu brought you Yitzchak, his son. I'll bring you my son and my daughter, says the Medrash. And Hashem tells him, I don't want it. I only take karbanos from Klal Yisrael. Why? Bilam has a good point. You like karbanos? I'll double it. I'll triple it. Whatever you want, I'll bring. Why is Hashem saying no? Says the Maral in the Siv HaAvodah, Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Sefer Mishlei, Zevach Rishoyim Te'eva Utfilas Yishorim Ritzoyne. The karbanos of Rishoyim is an abomination to Hashem. And the prayers, the tefillas of Yisharim, of the righteous, is what Hashem wants, is Ritzoyne. What is Shlomo HaMelech saying? Shlomo HaMelech is telling us something very, very simple. Hashem tells Arusha, it's my food. It's my world. You're doing me a favor. You'll give me a little bit more. Who do you think you are? I don't need anything from you. Hashem tells Bilam, if I wanted karbanos, I have Gavriel, I have Michael, I have Malachim, who could bring me endless karbanos. This is my world. You missed the whole boat in karbanos, Bilam. Tfilas Yisharim Ritzayin. When a tzaddik davens to Hashem, he might not be bringing anything. He's just coming to Hashem and he's davening. What he's doing is he's recognizing that Hashem is the king of the world and everything comes from him. When a person brings a karban, he recognizes and he says, Hashem, you give me everything. And in recognition of that, I'm going to take something that you gave me and give it back to you as a gift to show that I recognize that you're the source of everything. I'm not trying to give you something. I know you don't need anything. It's coming from my recognition that you give me everything. The second a Russia comes and says, I'm going to take whatever I want. I'm going to ignore all the mitzvahs that you give me. I'm just going to keep living life the way I want, and I'll pay you off with your own stuff. Hashem says, that's a te'eva. That's an abomination. I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't care about it. Every person has to recognize that it's not about how much you blow Hashem away with what you give, with how much you do. It's about making that point, that recognition, that everything is from Hashem and Hashem rules the world. That's what Hashem wants from us. To just make that point, when we dive into Hashem and we give tzedakah, we're trying to say one thing. Hashem, I recognize you are the source of everything. That's what Hashem wants from us. I just want to end off with one last vart. The parsha, at the end of the parsha, describes the story of Pinchas and Zimri. Zimri did a big sin. He lived with a Midiani woman, a Moabi woman, and Pinchas went and Pinchas killed him in kind of to avenge Hashem's honor. But you look at the pesukim; it says something interesting. It says, "Vayikach es haroimach biyadi." Pinchas went and he picked up the spear. And Yaakov Kamensky once commented, he says, why does it say, and he picked up the spear? Obviously, if he had a spear, he picked it up. Doesn't tell us that he tied his shoelaces. Why is it telling us that he picked up a spear? Seems overly dramatic. Says Yaakov Kamensky, it's not the point. The Torah is teaching us something very, very interesting. You have two types of kanoim. You have two types of people who are out to avenge. There are ones who they have the roimach, they have the spear in their hand, and then it's just a matter of trying to find the right cause to shove that spear at somebody. Then there's a type that they're sitting, they're learning, they're davening, they're minding their own business, they're doing the right thing, but something gets so bad that they're forced to action, so they have to go and pick up a spear. Pinchas wasn't looking to be a kanoi. Pinchas was someone who was looking to do the right thing and to keep steiging. He saw the situation, which is so bad, he went and he picked up the Reimach. He had to go and pick up that spear to go fight and to avenge Hashem's honor. So, we have to be careful. Whenever we get a little bit excited about something, we have to recognize, do we have that spear first and we're just trying to find someone to stick it at? Or is it that this thing is something which truly bothered us enough that we have to go out of our comfort zone and to give to Chacham? Good Shabbos.